It's Tuesday, July 12th, 2016 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The names of the five police officers killed at the Black Lives Matter protest over the weekend have been released. They are Lorne Ahrens, Michael Kroll, Michael Smith, Brent Thompson, and Patrick Zamaripa. Michael Smith was a member of Watermark Community Church, father of two children in their early teens. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, spoke to The Worldview concerning how Christians should respond to these tragedies.
First of all, as Christians, we need to teach exactly what the Bible teaches, and that is we ought to honor law enforcement authorities. Romans 13:4 says, law enforcement authorities are, quote, ministers of God, sent by God to punish evildoers. And police officers are just as called by God as pastors are. God has a function for them, and that's to preserve order in society.
According to Romans 13, police officers are ordained by God to punish evildoers. If you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Protests organized by Black Lives Matter are attempting to block freeways and roadways in major cities across the country. According to data from the National Archive of Criminal Justice, the number of justifiable homicides by law enforcement officers has fluctuated between 300 and 450 per year. Between 1976 and 1980, blacks made up about 50% of the recorded justifiable homicides. The Washington Post reports that in 2015, 24% of those shot and killed by police were of African American descent. Two court bailiffs were shot and killed at the county courthouse in St. Joseph, Michigan yesterday afternoon. Reports indicate an inmate wrested a gun from a police officer and began shooting. Several others were wounded, and the suspect was killed in the melee. In other news, 9 Christians were hacked to death in the Congo last week, according to Baz News Life. Rebels from an Islamic group called the Allied Democratic Forces have killed over 1,000 Congolese over the last 2 years and forcibly displaced another 34,000. NBC News and the Associated Press tell the touching story of 36-year-old Emmanuel Nnamdi, a Nigerian Christian who escaped to Italy after witnessing Muslim terrorists kill his parents and his daughter at church. Emmanuel and his wife Chinieri were in Fermo, Italy, where he encountered racist violence. When he objected to his wife being called a monkey in Italy, Emmanuel was beaten into a coma from which he never awoke. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is committing to tackle racism after this story gained international attention. It was the second fastest-growing church in America and the largest church in South Carolina, with an attendance of 32,000 people on Sundays. Now, the Southern Baptist megachurch has dismissed its founding pastor, Perry Noble, under charges of alcoholism and a terrible marriage, according to the Christian Post. In an official announcement, the New Spring church leaders said they had followed the Matthew 18 directives, and Pastor Noble, quote, chose not to properly address these ongoing issues or take the necessary steps to correct them, unquote. Noble's dismissal follows in a recent series of high-profile resignations of young pastors from large megachurches, including Mark Driscoll, C.J. Mahaney, Tully Chavijan, Darren Patrick, and David Lovelace. Jesus speaks to the Laodicean church, wherever it is found, in these words, because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Revelation 3:16-17. The United Reformed Church of the UK voted to accept homosexual marriage by an overwhelming majority. The URC is the third largest denomination in England and the largest religious organization to officially approve of this particular sin. 56% of Americans disagree with the FBI's decision not to charge Hillary Clinton with a crime for her handling of security issues as Secretary of State. The Washington Post ABC News poll found 30% of Democrats and 90% of Republicans disappointed with the decision. And Ken Ham, founder of Answers in Genesis, gave his former debate opponent the VIP treatment at the ARC encounter last Friday. Bill Nye, the science guy, toured the real-life ARC replica near Cincinnati in what Ken Ham called an amicable visit. Ken said he was able to witness the gospel and pray with Bill Nye, nationally known to be both an evolutionist and an atheist. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Matthew 5:16. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, July 12th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.